I don't like disrespect, and I didn't.
Oh,
like
you
disrespect.
Will be.
Since when?
You disrespected the whole Metal Gear franchise, and now you're worried about disrespect?
They disrespected the Metal Gear franchise with that.
Candace, in honor of you being the guest, count us down in your top five favorite Young Twist YouTube videos.
Oh, no. Okay.
Have you seen all 50?
I have not. You do the cinnamon challenge? Okay, oh my god, I'm in. Like, okay, I can take a day out. I think I'm going to have to save these so I can watch them on my PS3. Like, on my 52-inch. Like, I think I might need to bring people in for this one. So you said top five?
Top five.
Okay. And one's my favorite, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Five is Donnie Eats Again. Four is Young Twist just silly. Three is Young Twist Back Again, obviously. Wait, am I at three?
Yes.
Yes.
Just Give Him Some Cereal. And then at number one, my very favorite is I lost it. Where is it? Oh, Booty Poppin'.
Leg out.
Trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. I'm not saying I can't believe it made it past episode 4, but with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Donnie D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, but it's cool. We just being nuts, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, but listen to the show. Yo, we still on top. Don't care a long way. Well, kind of soda. Let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 105. I am your host, Tricky Mick. With me, as always, Donnie.
What up, dope people? Back again, and I know y'all ready for some more Donnie conversation.
Not after the last 3 hours I've had with you.
Oh, man. You wrong.
Also with me is Alex.
Back again, but for the last time.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What you talking about, Alice?
Tricky, did you not tell Donnie? Have we kept Donnie in the dark about this?
Oh, he's waiting for you to tell Donnie.
I didn't want to tell Donnie. That was the greatest part.
I never know anything on this show for the last 5 years.
Damn, that's rough.
Alice, you want to tell our listeners and Donnie?
Yes. More specifically, Donnie. Donnie, I'm leaving you in good hands. Yeah, everyone, I'm leaving Trophy Whores. I can't even remember what my first show is. I think it was in the 50s. I did like a trial run, and then during
the
60s.
You've been on this show for a long damn time.
Yeah, I have. And it's been a lot of fun, but I've decided to leave the show. And we have someone who is stepping up to take my place. Like I said, Donnie, I'm leaving you in good hands. Tonight's just going to be you and Tricky, which, you know, would be a spectacular show in itself, but... We've got somebody, a friend of the show, who's helped us out a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Replacing Alex is Candace.
So all that stuff about you leaving for like the last 6 months is true?
It's finally happening, yes. Yes, but our guest today is the one who's actually going to be, well, one of our guests today, who's going to be taking my place on the show, and that's I Yield to No One.
I don't know if you're leaving the show in good hands. I mean, I think it's a step down instead of a
you're
step
leaving the
up.
Show in hands. You're leaving the show in hands.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's someone yeah. else's
questionable hands.
But hey, but at least it's
well,
somebody.
Even with me, even with me on, it was in questionable hands. It's me,
no, it
me, Tricky, and Donnie.
Yeah. At least this guy's going to be right. And not
we were a ragtag group of trophy whores.
I yield to no one would be right instead of wrong, unlike Tricky. All
right. The formal issue.
But Tricky is wrong. Tricky, we are agreeing on that, right?
Yes.
He is wrong.
We're not doing it. And yes, as I was just said, our his replacement is going to be I Yield to No One.
Yay!
No, for some reason, every time I hear your name, I feel like whoever says your name has to slow down your name. It's like, coming up next is
I Yield to No One.
And then pick it back up.
Can you have a name? Like, are you allowed to have, like, a first name?
I
don't have to say that all the time, do I?
Just I.
No, just go Yield.
Really? Yield? You can't just... No, you don't have... Okay. All right.
Say
yield.
I.
What?
It's like,
yeah, but High Yield to No One is one of the better PlayStation Network names out there. So you gotta say the whole thing. You gotta say the whole thing.
You get when you get killed in Call of Duty, it's you got killed by I Yield to No One.
But no one has slowed down the name every time they say it.
Donnie,
I'm not hearing it.
No wonder why Alice is leaving.
What does that even mean?
Hey, exactly. Damn, are you blaming it on Donnie?
Donnie, no.
You're wrong.
You can't leave. You can't leave forever. You gotta come back.
I'm willing to be a guest on the show, but as far as being a regular host, I'm happy to be handing it. Sad to leave, but I'm glad that Yield is gonna get his chance to spread his wings and fly with the mighty
with
hawks
the horse?
That are yeah fly with
horse?
Donnie.
Trophy Horse team Alex finally a voice to speak on podcast, and he has grown so much and become lovable so much that other people require his services, and he's requested his departure from Trophy Horse to spread his wings into the great abyss of the internet.
But how many horrors has Trophy Horse run through?
All right, look, first of all, I've been called a horror way too much on this show. That's really why I'm leaving.
You just ran through another horror.
I gotta call myself a whore. At least once.
Everybody knows your sister.
I prefer to be called
honey.
A pimp.
What was that?
That's what Tricky would like, but he's wrong.
All right. And our other guest, we couldn't have.
Wait, hold on. Let me introduce her.
Why?
I had a nice.
It's not your show anymore.
All right, fine then.
But it's his last. But it's his last show. Now you go out with a bang.
But are you kidding me? I record two other shows with him.
You just some regular old whore now. You should have waited to the end of the show to do this. You're just an everyday whore now.
I'm just saying, we're on two other shows. That's all.
Alex, go ahead.
All right, joining us this week for my final show, she's been on a lot. She's a Trophy Horse favorite of many of the fans. They request her on again and again, and we all know why.
Me too.
Because she's wonderful, and we all love her. It's my sweetheart, Candace.
I didn't mean anything by it. You know that, right?
I know.
All right.
You're going to hear about it.
I talk to you all the time. I ain't going to hear about shit.
Yeah, we're going to hear about it later on.
No.
He's going to come up as a guest.
You don't talk to me like that. You don't talk to me like that.
He's going to come back on as a guest. Man, let me tell you what this Candace done did.
I'm a nice girl.
That hates everybody.
That is erroneous. That's myth.
Erroneous on all charges.
Most people, yes, but not all people. She likes me and Donnie, for instance.
Yeah,
like everybody.
She doesn't like me.
Yeah, you don't like Tricky on this day. You don't like
I sang so much this morning that I lost my voice for 2 hours because I was practicing to help Tricky.
And doing a special project.
Yep.
He was wrong on that too, wasn't he?
I lost my voice for 2 hours. It was great. Everybody in the house really appreciated it.
And I actually contributed more than just having her work on the project. I actually went out and bought PSN cards so she could download more Rock Band songs so she can lose her voice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So he essentially paid for my voice to go away.
Yes.
It was good. And at the top of my lungs, no less. But I can proudly say that I have completed Drop It Like It's Hot on 100% on hard.
And so. I still haven't had my audition to be the singer. And you've seen my videos. I can jam.
You can definitely jam. You can be backup harmonies. How about that? Or, hey, how about get some internet and we can all play together?
Yeah, five-part harmony.
How about you buy a game, Donnie?
Oh,
I do buy games, Triggy, because you're wrong again.
He's too busy buying beanies.
Yeah. Tell me about the last game that you bought that you're almost willing to trade back in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our updated
trophy. Wait, is okay. All right, well, I guess that's we'll get into that later.
We're going to go into that. Our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 4605 and 32 platinums. Donnie?
I leveled up. I synced this week. Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah, because I don't have net service, so it really matters when I sync now. Level 23 trophy count is 4385, plat still 57. Not going to see those anytime soon because I don't have net service and I'm not really going to trade it in.
How many times do we have to establish in one show that Donnie doesn't have net service?
I wasn't sure. Does Donnie have net service?
Nope.
I think he's got what, net zero?
Nope.
Alex, your trophy, buddy, for the last time.
And I actually get to go out with kind of a bang here. My total trophy count is 3,311, level 19, and I added my 33rd platinum, Resident Evil 6.
Nice.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to have him chump out. He's not going to chump out.
Alex is in the trophy chump.
Thank you, Yield.
Let's get through our trophies and then we can talk about how he has 34 platinums. Yield.
No, we already know.
33.
Yield.
I am a level 16 with 2,354 trophies and a platinum count of 24.
Woo!
And with the backlog of games I've got on my shelf, I might make a run at Tricky.
Yeah, I heard that about 50 episodes ago.
Damn.
Yeah, you're gonna keep hearing it because I might make a run.
You know what? I'll say it right now. This is episode 5. If you can beat me in level trophies and platinums by episode 150, I'll buy you a $50 PSN card.
How about you admit you were just wrong?
No.
No, he would rather buy the card.
Absolutely.
It is wrong and buy the card.
Yep.
You'll get a card. Shut up.
You get a card.
You're trying to take the man's dignity away.
Yield, I want to point out that you're more than 2,000 total trophies behind him.
Which means as long as he keeps that above you,
it doesn't matter if you beat him in platinums or level. Because he'll still have.
I doubt I will catch him in trophies because, see, I'm like, when I go for a platinum, I'm a purist. I go through it all. I'm not like Tricky and buys everything, including Hannah Montana, and just spreads his wealth around me. He is literally a whore when it comes to trophies. I'm a purist
whore.
He
did create the damn show.
Well, he did. He did. Okay, but in creating the show, he's also a trophy chump.
I'm not a chump.
You are
one
a trophy
time.
Chump.
All right. I just realized something about the show, but Candace, I'm going to let you go through your trophy count first. And then
my pathetic trophy count? I don't even know why you people invite me on the show. This is silly. My child almost has more trophies than me.
what's your count there, Candace?
I'm level 12, and I have 870 trophies, and I have 2 platinums.
At least you have two.
At least I have two. Well, one of them, it was like they just gave it to me because I stuck it out to the end. And the other one, well, Alex had to help me. He did. It was from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know. You stuck it out.
Then it was like, here you go.
And now, okay, real quick question. Which one is more important, trophies or plaques?
Plats.
Platinums.
Okay, Joke. So shut up,
really?
Tricky.
Joke.
Plat. He only said that because he's not ahead of me in plats.
No. I say trophies because you've done more to get to those trophies. Where a plat, you may have to you have to get.
No, you haven't. You've played a bunch more games.
Yeah, you had to do even more. You had to do even more to get the plat for those trophies.
I see it. And this is just from me, who has 870 trophies, so I don't really count. Platinums are far more important because they're harder to get. With a trophy, like, you can pop in any old game, and it's like, you walked 50 meters. Here you go.
Hey, Donnie.
You have to kind of work.
Well, hold on. Let me make it put it this way. Would you rather have a Grammy or like a bunch of blue ribbons from like county fair singing contests?
Oh, the county fair. By far the county fair.
Yeah, no. County.
No, really? Donnie, you are lying your ass off there.
Now, I just realized something about the people that are on the show this week. Mm-hmm. In the last 365 days, I have purchased 4 Vitas.
I have one of them.
Alex has another one that I purchased. And Shield has the 4th one I purchased.
Aww.
So, 4 Vitas, and all 4 Vitas are on this show. And I'm not saying this for praise. I just found it interesting that everybody I bought a Vita is now on the show.
It's because you love us. Except for Donnie. Nobody loves Donnie.
Donnie, you spent so much time talking shit about the Vita and its apps.
That's why I didn't buy Donnie a Vita.
But
I would appreciate
it,
but I would. This is what I would have did. I would have appreciated it, but I would have asked you for the receipt.
So you can return.
Donnie, that is so stereotypical of you. Good Lord, if my president wasn't black, I'd say things.
Hey,
he may be your president, still... but not my president.
Oh,
I'm out of here.
There we go.
Let's not go with the races.
It's a free country. You can say whatever you want.
Hey, guy with no real name. Knock it off.
You're wrong.
You knock it off.
You're wrong.
I have a real name. Listen to my other podcast.
It's I.
That's all I'm going to say. Stop it.
You mean like I Spy?
You right, I.
I spy with my little eye that Yield and Donnie are wrong.
So I have played a lot of Equilibrium, so that's why I really like my Vita.
Yes, and I heard you talking shit about me on the Game of the Garage.
Because how could you not like Equilibrium? It's like Farmville for scientists.
Because this liquor Equilibrium is off. That's
all right. Since you already started, going to book my standards, you can start off.
I have been playing... I have been playing Equilibrium every day because I want to make sure that my animals aren't all bloodied and dead. So I have to check on them at 12 o'clock. And now that I've been like sleeping at night, I like the second I wake up, it's like, okay, all right, get my glasses. All right, water. Are my deer's dead? So I did that.
Laura got a hold of them.
You gotta watch. Like, you log in, and then like all of a sudden they're like, oh, they're extinct. It's like, wait a minute, I only left them for 12 hours. And they're like, no, sorry, they're extinct. Oh, but the other thing's got an alpha creature now. That thing's got a horn. It's gonna fuck everybody up. So I'm constantly worried that I'm gonna like open the game up one time and it's just gonna be bloody carcasses all over the ground.
Did they actually show the carcasses?
No, but I keep waiting for it. I don't know if that's just me. I don't know what my problem is, but I'm really worried about it. I check it at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Is this the...
Hourly, because I started playing it a little last week, and I checked it hourly just to make sure that my deer were not murdered by the blue cats.
Please tell me you're not waking up in the middle of the night to check your animals.
If I wake up and it's like maybe 1 or 2, it's like, oh, I got to check in and get my points and make sure everything... Yeah, it's awful. Like, I used to make fun of people for playing Farmville. And now it's like, I'm God. I have to check on these fucking animals all the time. And Stripey Cat keeps on chasing around the big purple alien thing. And,
I gotta ask, are you gonna go after the platinum in it?
There's a platinum for it?
I have no idea. I'm just...
Oh.
Is this the American version of Tokyo Jungle?
No,
Donnie, they don't fight each other.
I stayed far away from Tokyo Jungle.
Then how are they killing each other then? How are you waking up with dead carcasses?
It's called nature, Donnie. That's what happens. Carnivores eat other animals for survival.
See, Donnie, if you owned a Vita, you would understand the world.
Yeah, Donnie, see,
I thought that's what they do in Tokyo Jungle.
Shut the fuck up and let me speak.
There you go.
Anyway, you set up plans.
You better be lucky you're a cute girl.
Set up plants and animals, and you have to make sure that you have different tiers of animals to eat the other animals to keep the ecosystem going. And it has to be completely balanced. So if you put too many of you know, the level four is in there, well, they're going to eat everything, and then they're going to need more animals. And so what ends up happening is you just keep supplying more animals for the other guys to eat, and then it's just a mess.
Oh, God.
So in your lab where you create the animals and, like, the trees and stuff, it only has so much energy. So you have to – you can only do is take a certain number of turns, like, or create a certain number of life every day or every so many hours.
Right. God.
So I've been playing that, which I wouldn't say playing so much as keeping up with it. And I've been playing a lot of Hot Shots Golf Out of Bounds, which has become this like zen game that I play whenever I have a break at work. So I'll take a break and I'll get lunch and then I'll play like a couple of courses of that. And I've become kind of addicted to it. And I've been playing Rock Band 3 a lot, which I wasn't for a while, but I got back into it. And now I'm quite proud to say I've gotten a lot of 100% and expert. So I'm done quite good.
I'm sorry to hear that, Candace. I'm sorry I got you back into it.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. And now everybody fucking knows about it because you cannot. I sing loud. So, like, the entire neighborhood knows when I need to bust out some heart. And all of a sudden I need to sing fucking
You need to get you need to practice on Animals by Nickelback.
Oh, they have that?
Yes, they do.
Another one.
Yeah.
I've gotten 100% on all instruments on expert on that song except for singing.
Oh, really? Okay, well I can get there. All right.
Alex, what have you been playing?
I gotta get my TV synced up right. I can't play Rock Band on my new TV.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I can't get it synced right. Every time I try to manually sync it, it still isn't quite right for guitar. And it's driving me crazy.
I noticed with my new TV, I have a few little issues with it, so I may need to resync it again. I have like a big LED one though, and it seems like every once in a while the vocals.
That's
are
what off. I've got. I've got an LED and I've looked online and there's no guide. To like, no one's set it up perfectly. So someone said, do it 5 times, take the average of it, and then that set it to that.
Oh wow!
I haven't tried that yet, but
yeah, Candace and Alex don't like math.
No.
Who likes math?
I did buy the keyboard. Got it for $20 at GameStop. So I'm
really. Are you enjoying that? Because I was thinking of getting the keyboard too, and I have a mic stand. So I figure I can really nerd it up, and I can sing and play keyboard at the same time.
Ooh.
Just real Barry Manilow situation over here.
Alicia Keys.
I figured you were going to go with
or that.
Song.
Or that.
All right, Alex, what have you been playing, buddy?
Well, as I said, I got my Platinum in Resident Evil 6. Platinum mm-hmm. both Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty proud of that. Went through professional. Professional is pretty easy. Didn't even have any of the infinite ammo, and I still beat it. I will say one thing I don't like they do. The one thing in retrospect that I don't like that they do about that game is how, like, I love how in the other game, like, once you collect a weapon, like, you have it, like, you can pick from it, like, in between chapters. Donnie, once you collect a weapon, do you just have it the entire time, or do you, like, have...
I was going to say, depending on who character you're playing with, they only have certain guns. Most of them have all the same weapons, but certain characters have their own type of weapons, and yet you carry it all throughout the whole game.
No, and my thing is, like, I wish that I had, like, could pick any weapon for any character.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks, because, like, I think only Helena can have the Hydra shotgun. Yep. So I wish that they did it like that, where you could just go in chapter to chapter.
That doesn't make sense at all, because that was Wesker's gun, and... His son should have that gun instead of Elena.
Yeah, but got my Platinum in Resident Evil 6. Played a little bit of Equilibrium, as I said earlier.
Also, real quick.
Yes.
Real quick. I got into this weird shame spiral where I kept buying the boxes that were like 25 cents a piece to get like crazy animals. Don't do it.
Real money?
Well, yeah.
You guys suck it.
Microtransaction.
I wanted those stupid animals. It was like Pokemon. I wanted to catch them all.
All right.
I caught them and then I fed them to big animals.
You're a horrible person.
dun, dun, dun.
Alex, you play anything else?
Been playing a lot of Little Big Planet karting. I bought the game when it was, or I bought it when it was on sale on the PlayStation Network. And throughout my growing up, I really kind of gravitated towards four games: action adventure games, animal based platformers, mascot kart racers, and then beat 'em ups. And of course, Little Big Planet is kind of like Mario Kart and Crash Team Racing and Diddy Kong Racing, where it's a mascot kart racer. You can obviously do a lot more creation in this game than in all those games, so it's not like a complete copy, but it hits the same high notes if you grew up with like Mario Kart and stuff. So it's a very fun game. It's a very well-made game, and you know, I'm having fun playing it. And so, oh, and more Dungeon Defenders on PlayStation or on PC, and my pretty proud of this. None of you but Candace will know what this means, but my monk now does 1,600,000 DPS. That's damage.
Oh, that is sweet.
Holy God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, that's really impressive. That's super impressive.
That's an MM.
Man, Donnie, you sounded really convincing, like you knew what was going on, too.
But he's a monk.
No, I've been around long enough to know that Donnie rarely knows what he's talking about.
But it's a monk, though. Monk's supposed to be extremely powerful like that.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
All right, Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
Well, I've been playing Tomb Raider.
Go ahead and say it. Say it.
Tricky Throne.
Thank you.
All right. For anybody want to know why they're saying I'm wrong, pay attention to
Listen to PG spoilers. Tricky's wrong.
We just recorded the episode.
I'm sending you guys a link right now, all the listeners.
It's not even posted.
So like I said, I've been playing some Tomb Raider. I've been playing some I Am Alive. Sniper Elite V2.
You've been playing a lot of pro games.
How is that I Am Alive?
I enjoy it. It's got a lot of – it's fun. It's got a lot of frustrating points just because it's out of my element of, you know, conserve ammo and conserve all your stuff.
It's a survival game, so it kind of has to hit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of the other survival games, though, you've always – they always seem to – you always hear the complaint of, well, there's too much ammo and there's too much this and that. Well, they really – it's really scaled back, so it's really – you really got to think of who you're going to shoot and when do you actually, are you bluffing or are you really going to pull the trigger?
What day do you eat the can of beans and Frank's on?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's what day do you eat the can of dog food on?
Oh, here we go.
and do no I put the crunchy inside the wet to get a little texture?
With I guess wet. I'm the only survivor here then. Duh.
No, you're the only one desperate enough to eat dog food.
What's that smell? It's like burning hair. Oh, Donnie's eating the heated up dog food again.
Donnie's eating the cream of salmon bullshit again.
Alright, Yield. Anything else, buddy?
I've been I platinum Lego Indiana Jones 2.
Woo!
Trying to play Rock Band 3, but I can't get my new TV to sync up right. And I have been spending a Vizio LED.
No. That's
guitar. What do I play? I play guitar, uh-huh. Guitar and drum.
Okay.
Hard on guitar, medium on drum.
Nice.
Yeah, Yield and I have rocked out a little bit before. We need to do that again sometime.
Yes. I guess we do.
What are you doing, Alex? You have Rock Band and we haven't played?
I have Rock Band 2, not Rock Band 3.
He's got Rock Band 2.
If anyone wants to play, I have Rock Band 2.
I was going to say, we could all rock out after the show.
Oh, we totally can. Because I'm a badass.
How about you guys just Skype me and I sing?
Or I can do it. Exactly.
Donnie's going to sing the Beat His Meat song while we're sitting there playing like a Nickelback Incubus song. Like, Donnie, you don't know the words to this, do you?
I don't know some words to some Nickelback.
Just home.
Sing it right now, Donnie. For my final show, you gotta
sing any Nickelback song.
I think it's Nickelback. This ain't that a hero would save us. Not gonna stand here and wait.
Well, that's actually what Chad Kroeger and Josie. That's Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott.
Okay, but he's got Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback. He's got that. Give Donnie some credit.
No, that's not Nickelback. Right. That was a collaboration.
That's not Nickelback.
But it's the lead singer. Give Donnie some credit.
I said I think
I'll give him some credit.
I didn't say I was half point credit.
Half point credit.
Tricky, you're wrong.
Tricky, you give him full credit.
You're wrong, Tricky.
Tricky, you're wrong.
Donnie.
It's Alex's last show, he gets full credit.
Donnie, what you been playing, buddy?
I've been playing. And also, go ahead.
I got one more.
Oh, sorry, yo. Go ahead.
Y'all keep interrupting.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Did you say you're sorry?
Welcome to the Trophy Horse.
He's wrong. Don't worry about him.
Okay. And I have been spending way too much time playing Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah. I'm done with that game, by the way. I played that game like just complete to ad nauseum. I just burned myself on that game completely.
I've got two trophies left. I am proud to say that I am second on my friend's list of distance flown.
What is your furthest distance flown?
4,032 meters.
5,400 so, right here. You got a ways to go.
You're the one who's ahead of me.
Yield. Have you done the cool trick that I do when I'm trying to beat my friend's scores where I just delete them? Number one, because I've gotten really good at that.
Is that why I'm not on your friends list anymore?
I have beaten Tricky's minimal
like 3,000 meters he's flown. Yeah, I'm like way past that.
All right, so you're missing the all the things trophy where you have to buy everything in the store, and then the fly 5,000 meters trophy.
And the fly 5,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sad to say that I bought everything in that game without microtransactions, which shows you how much I played it, because you have to collect an ass ton of coins to get everything.
That's what I'm going for. I'm not going to buy any coins, but I am thinking about spending the 10 grand on the 5 quick revives and then trying to get I haven't gone to that yet, but I might do that to get the 5,000 trophy. I'm going to try to get it the old-fashioned way of just, you know, getting the spin tokens and earning a retry legit and trying to get the 5,000 that way. I got the 4,000. I can get 5,000. It may take me a while, but I can do it.
Yield, I got 6,200, buddy.
You got what?
6,200.
In what?
Well, when did that happen? Because it's not showing up.
2 days
just
ago?
Just now.
No, 2 days ago.
I made it up.
No, 6,200. I did it on my Vita.
That doesn't count. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It doesn't count, chump.
All right, so Donnie, what are you...
I've been playing some God of War Ascensions. We need to do a spoiler, not because of how good it is, but it needs to be spoiled. And also, Tomb Raider.
Wait, hold on. Spoiler. Kratos becomes the God of War.
No! Why did you tell me that? I was going to go play...
Wait. Does Kratos become the Wicked Witch?
One time.
And it's one part of the game. Too,
so I'm not the only one.
It's one part of the game. He do travel west. And yeah.
Nice.
Is he not in Kansas anymore?
Yeah. But yeah, and I also been playing Tomb Raider, and Tricky is so wrong. And
what
that's
is Tricky wrong about?
You're going to have to listen to this. That's
the PG spoilers.
Not only do you have to listen to PG spoilers of Tomb Raider, you have to play the Tomb Raider reboot or what really? They say or and know about the previous Tomb Raider games.
I don't want to play Tomb Raider.
Okay, hold on. Donnie, I have a question. You just kind of glazed over God of War. Tell us a little about the game.
Because I love God of War, but you want to talk about Tomb Raider?
Yeah, no, but not. I love God of War also.
Tomb Raider's better than God of War.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to say in this.
Are we talking as a series or as a game, a single game?
I'm talking Tomb Raider. This Tomb Raider versus Ascension. Tomb Raider's better.
Yeah. Okay. Because if you're about to say the entire series is going to call you nuts.
No, this God of War Ascension, I played it and I'm about to actually beat it again. And this is, I'm actually quite lost in the story, even though I do know going storyline.
See, that's kind of weird because God of War was always a very easy story to follow. This guy's angry and he murders things.
Yeah, like I understand that this is like
Hulk smash.
Going storyline wise, this is the very first God of War, but in the actual story of this ascensions, I was kind of somewhat lost of what they were trying to tell me.
Guys, and, can I just say that I really love how Donnie says ascension?
Yeah, is it multiple? He ascends twice?
Ascension. Yeah, ascensions. And the my ascensions.
Bad. Okay, my bad. I keep making it plural.
Okay, yes. so you say you're lost in the story, Donnie. Is there anything that's really good about it? Do you like it? Would you recommend it?
I got the story now. I recommend rent it. Well, you know what? No, because I was actually going to trade it in because I was really quite disappointed with this one. But then I got the chance to play it online, and the online actually rocks.
Okay, yeah. So like the story is no longer the strength of God of War, at least in this game.
Oh, no, it's really not. It's no chits to bang. They have chits, but they fool you into thinking you can bang
them.
So
wait, Donnie, you are all in God of War. The story reason you want to play the game?
No, let me finish, people. You guys just all fissiated on the Capitol titties.
Well, yeah.
No, I think you just gave us enough rope to hang yourself there, Donnie.
No.
You know what? This game really sucks because told you to bang the chicks, but you can't bang the chicks.
There's no titties. Blah, 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 blah.
That's what you look for. That's what you look for. But then when you think about it in the storyline wise, well, he just murdered his family, his wife, so he didn't have time to think about.
Spoilers, Jesus.
Well, that's what a game is, the story.
Oh, my God, Donnie,
hold on. Wait, why would he
do that?
Why would a man murder his wife and kid? Honestly, why?
Can we not do that, please?
He didn't know. We already know the whole story of God of War.
Shit, he don't know.
How you could know?
I've been wanting to say this about God of War since the first fucking game. How do you not know you're murdering your family? You walked into your village, you walked into your house, blades flying, and you're surprised you killed your wife and kid?
Hey, Tricky.
Tricky,
you're God of War don't got no potholes.
Hey, have I ever told you guys a story about how Alex almost killed God of War's Todd Pappy?
Yes. This is a good story to relive on my last episode of Silver.
Yeah, you almost hit him with a car? Yeah.
Yes, it was in Los Angeles. He was going across the crosswalk. It wasn't just him, but it was a group of people, and he was in the group of people. The most important person in this group of people, by the way. The other people didn't fucking matter.
No, the only reason that we noticed that it was God of War's Todd Pappy was because when Alex started pulling out, God of War's Todd Pappy was so shocked that he slammed his hands on the hood of the car and looked at us all.
He stared right in my soul.
He looked at you, Kratos-like.
And I'm like, Alex, did you really almost just kill God of War's Todd Pappy?
And guess what? It might have been a good thing if it happened, because maybe then God of War Ascension would have been better.
Would have never been made.
God of War's Todd Pappy, not Sony Santa Monica's.
Let's be honest, no one knows who the fuck Todd Pappy is.
Tester. Okay, real quick on the God of War. His combat style is way different. The way he moves in the whole game, you can really tell that this is a very younger version of God of Kratos. He moves.
Kratos?
Yeah, I almost said of God
of War. I just want to know how Kratos, like, Kratos. Incarnation of Nathan Drake, can now scale walls the way he does.
Yeah, like I said, the way he moves, you can tell it's a younger version of Kratos.
Does Nolan North, does he voice Kratos?
No, it's the same
game I'm going to play. Hey,
don't be bad-mouthing Nolan North.
It's the same guy who
Nolan
always.
Nolan North.
Okay.
I want Nolan North to voice me in a movie about my life.
You know what? If he can get awesome. If he can get the high down. He can do it.
I'm sure he could. He could do anything.
All right. Not even playing anything else?
No, those two. That's about it.
I'm dying over here. All right. And I've been playing some God of War Ascension, Sleeping Dogs, some Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed 3.
You're wrong.
Joe Danger, the movie. Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah.
Persona 4. And I saved the best for last, Zen Pinball 2, the Star Wars tables.
Woo! Love those.
Speaking of those, did you get my tweets there, Candace?
Your what?
My tweets.
Did you get my tits?
Your tweets about Star Wars? Your tweets about Star Wars?
Yeah, I took a screenshot on my beat every time I beat one of your scores and sent it to you.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I'm going to have to make Daniel come out here to beat your scores again.
Who's Daniel?
He's my ringer. I've got plenty of them littered around the house. Anytime somebody beats my scores in Zen pinball, I go, guys.
I need you to get in here. Technically those aren't your scores.
You don't fucking know me. You don't even know me, guy who has no name.
Whatever.
Admitted that you don't do them yourself. So you don't know.
You don't know.
That's right. You know, a couple episodes ago, Alex goes, "Did you beat my Plants vs. Zombies score?" And I'm looking, I'm like, "I can't find your score." Kansas goes, "Oh, no, because he did it on my account."
Well, to be fair, a lot of times what ends up happening is people want to play pinball and they are visiting, or, you know, it's like somebody who doesn't have an account on my PlayStation. So then they end up playing pinball and they do really well. And so it's just wonderful. It's great for me. It's great. So last time Daniel was here, my friend Daniel, and he was like kicking ass. And then I was like, oh, good. Well, why don't you go ahead and share that on Facebook? I'm really proud of your score there. And he's like, okay. And then, you know, Tricky had to go and beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm about to get Daniel to come back out here and play.
That's because you called me out. You said, I'm enjoying Star Wars Pinball until Tricky buys them.
Well, yeah. I was doing great till you got it.
And I got my
three. I was unbeatable. There's nobody else in my list that had the games.
I sent an email to the developer saying, listen, I got somebody saying that she's beating all my scores. I need these tables. They sent me a free code.
I wouldn't be shocked, because if it was Bobby would like to see me taken down a couple pegs. Because she's the one that gave me the codes. And she's like, there you go, have fun. It's like, oh, I will.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our first topic.
Finally.
I know, right? Our first topic is Sony PlayStation has released a new firmware. Firmware 4.40 does absolutely nothing. No indication of what it does other than possibly patching some security holes.
Nice.
Security holes? Sony? No.
All right, here we go.
Did we just really devote a topic to a firmware update that did nothing?
Well,
that's pretty awesome.
He did.
We're actually going to move past it now, and
your last show, and he just puts filler in.
And we're going to move on to the topic that I'm most excited for. Capcom has announced that they are remastering and redoing DuckTales.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Woo.
See, even Donnie doesn't care.
I was doing the beat.
See, my that'll be good for me because my NES copy of DuckTales stopped working years ago.
Some cool points that anybody can sing.
My NES stopped working years ago.
Life is like a hurricane
in Duckburg.
Something aeroplanes.
We can totally do this.
It's a best play.
Donnie's doo-wop shop.
My song of mystery.
Donnie, when you edit the show, make sure you put the theme to DuckTales behind it.
Dude, don't tell me how to do my job. I've been doing this for years.
All right. Anybody else excited?
Whatever. Moving on.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, it looks great.
Is it in HD? Because we need it in HD, or else Donnie will get his underwear all in a bunch and complain about how it doesn't look good enough.
It's HD.
And it has HD.
Don't say because it's remastered. It gotta be. No. It's HD, though.
And it has trophies.
Good. Oh, double plus.
But it's coming out for a price point of $15.
That's too much.
Too much, and I bet your difficulty is just how it was back in the day.
Fucking DuckTales? $15 for DuckTales? Unless they're coming out with a new movie, that doesn't even make any damn sense.
Oh, a movie. That would be nice.
A DuckTales movie?
Yeah, they did
DuckTales movies before.
They can do it. They did Howard the Duck.
That was many years ago, Donnie.
Donnie, I don't want them to make a live action DuckTales. That would fucking haunt my dreams.
They did Roger Rabbit.
In it there, yep. Yeah. Well,
what are you talking shit about? Yeah, but Roger Rabbit wasn't like
that was animated.
A cartoon for a long time. It was a mix of animation and people.
Yeah, it wasn't like you're gonna see like live animation ducks.
DuckTales.
Like, I
don't
wanna see that shit.
Like that's like I don't want to see live action Thundercats. Like that
is something
I don't want to see because I'm so used to the cartoon.
Wrong.
How terrifying.
Dead tails. A bunch of
overly muscled cats. And like frogs.
Those junk is hanging out, so I got to sit there and stare at it all movie.
And like just once in a while, they'd like drop down and start cleaning their haunches with their tongue. I haven't got to say haunches in a while on a podcast. That was nice.
I'm glad you popped that, re-popped that cherry on this episode.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Surprised the word taint wasn't used there.
I was getting to it, but yeah.
The first time I ever talked to Candace, I said taint, and she had to retweet what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Fuse, the game from developer Insomniac Games, has announced the release date for their new game. It is coming out May 28th in North America, and Europe will see its release 3 days later on May 31st.
I'm glad you clarified that it was a game, because I thought you were going to say Fuse, the drink.
Really, Donnie?
Really?
We're doing this now?
That's the drink that they give out. They try to give out free to everyone at E3 or PAX, and everyone's like, no, I'll just not.
I didn't drink water. I swallowed my spit.
I'll just have the air. I'm good. I don't need Fuse.
Is anybody excited about Fuse?
Is this the game that they remade? I mean, changed that.
This is the game that isn't Resistance or Ratchet and Clank.
And this is the game where they're actually branching off and not being
Sony exclusive.
Yeah, this is going to 360 also.
Yeah, didn't they do this like a more goofier, more cartoonish type style earlier before they remade it into this?
No.
Yeah, it was. It was called something else before it was Fuse.
It was, yeah. Donnie's right. It was called something else. I can't remember what it was. It was called something else.
Yeah, and each character had
You're talking about?
Agency? No. It was this game. And they
this game is.
Fuse.
Called Fuse.
What the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is.
A drink. Oh my god.
Okay.
You aim, walk around aimlessly in convention centers and go, here, drink this.
No, but from the way it looks now, I think I would have liked the other version of it more. Because it was more Insomniac-ish. This one is more.
How can you? I mean, like, I realize that everyone's used to them doing Ratchet and Clank, but after Resistance, how can you say that it's more Insomniac than?
Okay. Well, the game was originally going to be called Overstrike.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible name for a game.
And it's because the group is called the Overstrike 9.
And it had
four of them.
It had a more cartoonish look.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
It looks pretty cool, but I think I would have liked the other version better.
Does anybody want to tell me about that game that never came out?
It's a drink.
Look, I ain't talking about the game that I don't even know about. What
are you talking about, Agent?
It's Coke.
I'm talking about Agency.
Made by Coke.
Where did it go?
Is it Agency or Agent?
Didn't the Agency come out?
No.
Rockstar hasn't released. It was Rockstar, wasn't it, Candace?
It was Sony Online Entertainment.
Rockstar's doing Agent.
Hold on a second. The Agency is a game that Candace is talking about. The Agent is the PS3 exclusive game that was supposed to be from Rockstar that we haven't heard shit from in about 3 years.
No, I'm talking about the Agency. And I went to 2 E3s, and they brought me in there to talk about this fucking game, and I got all excited for it. And then it got canceled.
Yeah, it seemed like it would have been probably a real cool game. The Agency.
Yeah, it was like if you took Team Fortress 2 and then put like a bunch of social media aspects into it, and you could check in with like your phone, and you could even send out agents with your phone and check in where they were with your phone, and then come back home and you know set all of your stuff up and see. You know, how everybody went. And, like, it was really cool. And I went to all their dumb events for it. And then they canceled it.
And
it sounds like this game was just going to get really just way too expensive for them.
It'll be back. All canceled games come back.
It was canceled on March 31st, 2011.
All canceled games come back.
Oh, really? I don't think so. Sony Online Entertainment. announced that it was closing its Seattle, Tucson, and Denver studios, which canceled the release of the game as a result. So it was being worked on by three different.
It will be back.
I hope so.
Don't know when, but all games come back.
All right. Speaking of things coming back, it was announced in PAX that XCOM Enemy Unknown is going to be coming back, but to a different platform this time. This time, it's coming to the iPhone and iPad.
Wow, what? That is not a PlayStation at all.
Will it be free?
No.
But so they're basically so they're giving the game away, XCOM, the original XCOM, away for free for people who pre-order BioShock Infinite on Steam, and now this game is going to the iOS. Is that basically just them saying it didn't sell as well we wanted to on consoles?
Well, it has to be, because there's no way they're going to be able to convince people to spend $60 on this game for the consoles when you could probably buy it for anywhere from $5 to $10, probably even cheaper on iOS.
Well, first of all, the iOS game won't be nearly as big and, you know, like complex as the, yes, in depth as the console version. So of course, you're not going to be able to charge $60 for it.
Well, it says the announcement specifies this mobile release will provide gamers with the full XCOM experience.
Of course they're going to say
this
that.
This is a port on the PC.
We're going to sell you a cheaper, stripped-down version than what you could get for the console on your iPhone and iPad.
It says it's a direct port from the game.
You had just admitted that you always get suckered in.
No, it says right here. It's a direct port from the PC.
Yeah.
So really,
you're so right. So if it's like on Alice the internet, said, it must be always, true.
Yeah, like Adam just said, they always say that.
All right.
Are you telling me that the iOS is as powerful as the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360?
That's what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Tricky, you're foolish.
I read between the lines. Alex, did you read between the lines?
What I did.
I pulled Tricky's bullshit comment out and waved it in front of him and said, look at this. You're wrong.
What I will say is that we are there at the president.
I read this between the lines. It says Tricky's wrong.
Oh my God. Will you stop derailing the show, Donnie, with that?
No.
Is the name of the episode Tricky's wrong?
It's yep. Tricky.
Can we have two episodes, Tricky's wrong and Tricky's wrong?
Yep.
All right. How would you guys have felt if Stephen Colbert was your president?
Happy.
Yes.
Donnie.
Who?
Oh my God.
Yield.
If he had a tattoo of a eagle on his arm, that'd be cool.
Oh no.
Okay. In the original version of Saints Row 4, you did not play as president of the United States. Stephen Colbert was the president.
Okay, so wait, you're in Saints Row 4, you're playing as the president?
You are the president of the United States, or the president of whatever fictional United States.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So I'm assuming you're not going to be able to...
I've seen for Saints Row 4, I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
So I'm assuming like
I don't understand why people get so excited for these games. Like, I admit that I've never played one, but it's just over the top Grand Theft Auto. I mean, really?
Yes, no, exactly. It's all the fun. It's all the fun that Grand Theft Auto had in 3.
Hold on.
San Andreas.
But Grand Theft Auto's not. I will say that I don't find it fun. Like, there's no appeal there.
Better than Grand Theft. Better.
Okay.
They took all the fun that they had in those three games, and that's what they did with Saints Row, because 4 took all that fun and sucked it out and went with a serious story, which is all right.
Nah.
You say that, but I have a feeling that big sparkly dildo swords are still going to happen.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, well, so you say that it's serious, but... I mean, I don't think I could stay too serious if I was holding the big, crazy dildo sword.
But wait a minute, by you saying playing as the president...
Would anybody take anybody serious if they were holding a big, crazy dildo sword?
Yes,
you're
going to
take me seriously if I'm holding one?
Donnie, yes.
You better take that person serious.
Can't, you were holding a gun that summoned monkeys that held hammers. Would you be serious then?
No.
If you was holding a gun, period, man, take you serious...
But I'd enjoy myself.
Whoa.
Saints Row 4 is going to have a gun, which is you're going to summon monkeys that come out with hammers.
But I thought you said this game is going to be serious.
No. Saints Row.
You said it's going to be more serious.
Take one at the topic.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going off what Triggy said. You can't create your own character anymore.
No, you are creating your own character.
But that character is the president.
Yes. In the original story, they were not going to have you play as the president. Now you are the president. In the original story, Stephen Colbert was going to be the president.
Hot.
But now they took Stephen Colbert out of the game, and now
they couldn't fork over the money.
No, they said just in the story, the way the story was going, when they canceled the Enter the Dominatrix DLC for Saints Row the Third to move it over to the 4, it just didn't fit in with the story. They did say that to be released in DLC in which Stephen Colbert is the president.
Well, I'll be into that.
So wait a minute. You're going to be the president, and then they're going to make you not the president?
In the DLC.
And then Stephen Colbert will show up.
What's new with that? Because you are a god of war.
Donnie, to answer your earlier question, yes, you can create your own character as long as your character is Barack Obama.
Now check it out.
That was good.
I personally don't buy into the whole Saints Row thing, which poor Jeff, you know, he kept trying to make me a believer, but I just couldn't get behind it. Probably because I was no good at any of the Grand Theft Auto games because, you know, if I wanted to get into a car and go hit hookers, I can do that in real life.
Okay, well, here's the thing about open world games is they give you this sense that you can go anywhere and do anything, but really you don't get that at all.
Right.
You're just as limited as you are in a lot of other games.
No, in Saints Row you can. That Grand Theft crap you can't.
Can you go into any store you want, Donnie, and then
you can go into practically any store in Grand Theft.
Well, you said practically.
Practically, yes. Well.
But that's
there are set stores. Like, you cannot go into, like, most of that city. You can only go into, like, the gym and, like, restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can.
If I want to play a game like that, I'll play Bully or I'll play the Warriors.
Yeah.
Something Bully. That I'll actually enjoy.
The Warriors.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, what's that deal?
What?
I said
are you going to talk shit?
I said the Warriors was that deal. Oh, you don't know that talk?
I don't. No, I don't. Because I don't know if you knew this about me, but I am white as the pure-driven snow.
I thought you hung around me enough to understand black talk.
Just because I'm really good at Def Jam Rap Star doesn't mean I can understand you when you talk. Just because my president's black, I don't understand you when you talk.
That's making me crazy, man. You can just make it crazy.
All right, let's move on to a topic that's making a lot of people crazy. It was recently announced that as of next week, Rock Band producer and publisher Harmonix will stop with their weekly.
No!
Next week is the final time they are going to release weekly episodic songs. They did announce that the Rock Band Network will still produce songs. But being that that's not made by Harmonix, that is the band wants to make the song and release it themselves. With that being said, a lot of people are upset because some of their favorite bands never made it
First of all, they've done a really good job of keeping up content for, like, what, 6 years at least?
They've given us more DLC
for that game than any other game, so no one has any reason to feel slighted or to complain at all.
No, right. You are correct.
One of the developers was at PAX recently, and they asked him, you know, the process of getting a song. Now, I'm going to read the process here real quick. I'm going to go through it quick just so people can understand. Chris Rigopoulos, I think that's how
you say it. Rigopoulos.
Thank you. Says, it all starts with a song. Normally, the song is typically credited to numerous individuals rather than just a singular band. They get a manager, the manager gets a cut of a deal with the publisher, and then the record deal creates an album. That's the Neverminds and Who's Next of the World. The things you buy, listen to, and love. After a record's out, if you want it in Rock Band, Harmonix starts to acquire the rights. And this is where it gets messy. Sometimes those rights are split in between band members with bad blood, who don't agree with the idea of a music video game, or vary by country. Sometimes band members go off the grid or get their own manager. Sometimes those artists retain fractions of the song's rights, and unless they all agree to the licensing process, it does not make it into Rock Band. They said they've released 4,000 songs like this. It's terrible. The sad truth is, not everyone wants to be in Rock Band. Even if they do and everyone agrees, there's another painful step. Where the master recordings. If Harmonix can't find those, you can't create individual tracks for players to rock to, and it just doesn't make Rock Band work. It says we've made mistakes about songs that they said they were going to come out, but some songs and games were planned that never made it to fruition because of issues like this was Rock Band Japan, Rock Band Pearl Jam. This is reasons.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
This is why bands like Muse didn't come to it. Guns N' Roses didn't work out.
Axl's in it.
Oh, they all pass. Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin were planned, but never could find all the information they needed to.
Oh, those would have been so awesome.
That's why a lot of the people were saying, I want some Pink Floyd, I want some Zeppelin. This is the reasons. They couldn't track down the people. They couldn't get the master recordings. That's why songs...
You can't track down the rest of Zeppelin because they're dead.
Well, you can find out who...
Well, that would be a problem then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be a very big problem. I mean, since like two of the four are dead.
They said they got over 600,000 requests via rockband.com's request mission for Pink Floyd. And they tried hard, but they couldn't get to it.
It's just another brick in the wall, man.
Nice. They did a really good job with what they could actually work with, especially because they're not making a ton of money off of this. You know, the tracks are about, what, $2 a piece?
$2 a piece.
Yeah, they're not making a ton of money off of it. They're also not in production for a new Rock Band. So, you know, it's a pretty thankless job if you think about it. And they've got to be losing money at this point.
I can't see them losing money on it because
really
licensing rights are expensive because you have to get them for a certain number of years because they will lapse and you have to renew.
Well, I understand. Yeah. Okay, the licensing rights, but I'm talking about the cost of actually producing the songs.
You have to pay the licensing rights. You have to pay the licensing rights, and then you have to pay labor to make those songs work. And you're only charging $2 per song. When most people probably aren't going to buy a song. They're only going to pick and choose. They're going to buy a la carte.
Right, which is what I do. You know, so I don't know. I can just imagine.
Unless the majority of the tracks I like, I'll get the whole pack.
You also have to figure that, you know, there were a lot of people out there who, because they had Rock Band 2, they're like, this is good enough, that they just said, I'm not going to buy Rock Band 3. So any DLC that came out after that wasn't compatible with Rock Band 2. So they're not getting money from those people either.
No. Although I did buy a bunch of stuff on the Rock Band sale.
$5, you could get all the Rock Band 2 songs in Rock Band 3.
Yes.
But you also have to pay for an entirely new game.
Okay, and 2 months after Rock Band 3 was released, it was $20 on the store shelves.
It's true. It was super cheap.
So, I mean, me personally, I bought Rock Band, I bought Rock Band 2, I bought Rock Band 3, I bought Lego Rock Band, I bought Green Day Rock Band, and all of those songs are in my Rock Band 3, with the exception of a few that they couldn't transfer over. But
licensing rights.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because at the time, like when Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2 was coming out, they couldn't transfer
over Enter Sandman. Song.
They couldn't transfer over Enter Sandman from Metallica, because at the time, Guitar Hero was releasing Guitar Hero Metallica. So they couldn't get the rights then. But they said they tried to get Metallica once the rights, but they couldn't find the master recordings.
Now I have a question. You guys have Lego Rock Band, right?
I do.
Can the tracks from Lego Rock Band be transferred over to Rock Band 3?
Yes.
Can?
Yes. Any DLC...
You got to buy it new.
No.
What do you mean new? No, I haven't.
No, you don't have to buy it new. You just have
you don't?
To No, you just have to pay the $5 fee, and then
the unlock key.
The unlock key, and then in your download list, you'll see Lego Rock Band Export, and you can download it. And the file size is something like 1.8 gigs, but all the songs have been transferred in.
Oh, wow. All right, cool. But
correct me if I'm wrong, but Ghostbusters is on
Lego Rock. It is. It is indeed.
But
who are you gonna call?
But the thing with Lego Rock Band is a lot of people didn't understand this when it came out. Not all the songs from Rock Band went into Lego Rock Band because they considered Lego Rock Band a family game. So if you had the more risque songs, like, you couldn't play Down with the Sickness in Lego Rock Band.
No.
But vice versa, every song in Lego Rock Band played in all the other games.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And it also worked with Rock Band Blitz, too.
I have not played that one.
Yeah, if you buy Rock Band Blitz, all those songs automatically transfer over to Rock Band 3.
Yes.
Really?
And all your Rock Band 3 songs automatically go
over to Blitz. Transfer over to Blitz. I haven't bought Blitz yet. I played the demo, though. I enjoy it. It's different.
I won my copy of Blitz, and I played it for a week, and then I stopped playing it. Just because it didn't feel like I was playing Rock Band anymore.
Of course, it's more like frequency or amplitude.
Yeah,
and I didn't like those.
It's a good game, but it's one of those games where, like, you really gotta mash buttons to keep up.
My hand raised.
I'd rather sing.
Donnie, I know you can ask, can we move on?
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Right? I hate that song. I fucking hate that song.
Adi, what do you want to say, buddy?
Oh, we have to next week talk about this sweet Ninja Turtle game that's coming out.
Really, Donnie? You're interrupting the show this week for some crap next week.
I'm giving the listeners a preview.
Here next week.
Or maybe he'll come back just to talk about the crappy Ninja Turtle game.
I have played one Ninja Turtle game in the past decade, and it was nowhere near as good as the old Ninja Turtle games. In fact, it was crap.
They said this one is a throwback to the old style games.
This one looks
sweet. How much of a throwback? You check talking like NES throwback, or are you talking arcade throwback?
Check it
is
out.
Is it Turtles in Time throwback? Because then I'm in.
Is Ninja
Turtles? That was the arcade one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Turtles in Time was for the SNES, but it also was in arcades. It came from the arcades.
Oh, yeah, it was NES. That was so good.
Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadow. Check it out. It looks pretty cool.
All right. Speaking of a throwback to the past, 2K Games and Gearbox have announced that with the release of their new DLC character that's coming out, they're also going to be re-releasing their limited edition loot chest for Borderlands 2.
Do I get the bobblehead?
If you remember when Borderlands 2 first came out, they had the Borderlands loot chest style collector in which you got a copy of the game and some various other things. They're going to be re-releasing this for the cost of $99.99.
Ooh, I am so not excited.
But this time, it will not include a copy of the game.
What?
That's all right. It was $160 with the game, so you're just not paying for the game. So it's $100.
This time, you're going to be getting the 20 shift codes for the in-game legendary characters, scale to your level, a replica Goliath mask that lets you redeem in-game Goliath heads for your characters, and Bolt Hunter wanted posters, and a little bit more. Now, with the DLC that's coming out, they have announced their new DLC character, their new Bolt Hunter. I'm sorry, not character. I got yelled at by calling him a character last time.
You was wrong.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Again! Man!
How do you say his name? Craig?
Craig. Not like Friday.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
He will be coming in May for the price point of $9.99. It's special.
Or free if you have the season pass.
No, the DLC is free, not the character.
See, I want to talk. That's kind of whack. Why is it called a season pass if you don't get this?
The season pass pays for the DLCs, not the character.
Still, you gotta download the character. What the heck? It's still a DLC. That's stupid.
Okay, the new character's special ability is gonna be called the Blood Axe Rampage, which allows him to regain health while he's attacking his target. And his skill trees are gonna be made up of Bloodlust, Mania, and Hellborn.
That sounds like a Craig.
All right.
I don't like it when little girls be playing on my phone.
Now, there's also going to be a new level cap. It will be raised from level 50 to level 61, but you have to pay for it, and it will...
Awesome, not included with the season pass.
Unless you have the season pass, in which it will be free.
What?
Oh, snap!
Oh, snap. Really?
And the level cap will come on April 2nd of this year.
I guess I better buy the season pass then, huh?
I did.
I guess if they're gonna give you all the DLC.
Also, Gearbox is announcing that there will be a new second new game plus mode, in which you will be able to play a mode called Ultimate Vault Hunter mode, and you have to be at least level 50 to play it. And this will also come for the price point of free.
I like free.
If it's
the pass, right?
No, it's free for everyone.
Oh. Well, if you bought the season pass, it's not free because you bought the pass.
Yeah.
But it's free.
Touche. All
right, Donnie, you put this next topic in the
agenda. Oh, my God. So
oh, funny. My God.
You're the
Africa.
Host.
Africa by Toto is on here.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
You talking Rock Band?
Yes. Sorry. I was looking for the Lego Rock Band thing while you guys were talking about bullshit. Sorry.
Down in Africa.
Oh my God.
All right, Donnie.
You read it.
All right. And has come out in which we may possibly be getting trophies for PS1 and PS2 classics.
Yawn.
I heard a completely different story about this for the future system.
That's why I wanted you to take the lead, but no. You want
no, because Don is always wrong, even except for today. Tricky you are.
All right. Now, bear in note, this is just apparent. It's not news. This doesn't mean anything. It just means in the future, if they want, they already have the patent for it.
The rumor. No,
but I heard that they're doing this for Station 4. This isn't people do listen. You guys don't misunderstand me in Guyette. You guys in one Guyette.
Guyette.
This is something I just heard. Like for the Station 4.
Did you hear it through the grapevine?
Yep. And the grapes is the ones that told me. No, but I heard from Station 4 that the only way you'll be able to get trophies for these games if you buy it new. You are able to buy it, the game used and play it, but it's trophies are only unlocked if you buy new. That is something I heard. Don't take my word for it like you guys ever do anyway. But that is something I heard. Don't get frightened.
Where did you hear it from, Donnie?
I don't want to get my sources.
Because he doesn't have...
Damn it. I saw I Wish and I thought it was a CeeLo version.
It wasn't. You said CeeLo? You said
CeeLo?
CeeLo. Oh, I'm about to say, oh my God, you listen to... How you don't know Black, but you listen to CeeLo?
Oh, I wish I was...
You don't know me.
Or... All right.
Oh my God. When is this going to be over? I need to play.
We are ending the show now. Let's do some housekeeping.
No question?
No, I forgot my question of the week because you got me all rattled.
Nah, he got a question.
See, if you would be right more often instead of wrong, remember.
Johnny, you got the question of the week.
Yeah, this is something that me and Tricky talked about because he's really hurt that he's a chump, but he brung it on himself. Because, okay, Tricky came up with the question saying, if you know how you get the trophies for Station 3 and you get the same game for the Vita and get those trophies, we already know.
You're a
chump. Trophy chump. Yeah, you're a trophy chump. But he's saying, what if you get the game for the Station 3, buy another console, and buy that same game, just for the achievements? Are you a chump?
You're playing the same game again just for trophies? Yeah, you're a chump. I played the same game for like enjoyment.
You would have to create a totally different name to get the trophies to count, because once they sync on one name, buying a new system.
Now, Donnie phrased my question wrong.
No.
What?
No. Okay. My bad. Yeah, you're right. I mean, a completely different system, like a Station 3.
Donnie admits when he's wrong.
Yeah, a Station 3 and an S-Box. If you buy a game for a Station 3, get the trophies, plat it, and if you get a S-Box and get the same game just for the achievements, are you a chump?
No, because you're playing a different system.
Well, it broke.
Okay, Donnie still phrased my question incorrectly. What I said was, right now, Alex has the Platinum in Sly 4 for both the PlayStation 3 and the Vita. He got that because he used the cross-save system in which they had the same trophy list, but they...
Holy shit, are we still talking about this stuff? Why are we playing Rock Band?
All right. My question to Donnie was, if Alex was to play the game entirely on the PS3 and get the Platinum, then play the game consistently and only on the Vita and get that Platinum, does that make him a trophy chump?
That was not the question.
Anybody wants to call my boyfriend a chump is gonna have to deal with my fucking ass. So
Because he played the game two separate times legitimately and earned the trophies.
Okay.
He didn't play it one way, cross save it, load the game in and go ding platinum. Oh, I got it.
You're a chump. Donnie says I'm a chump because I played the Back to the Future games on the PSN, got all the trophies. Uh-huh. Then went and got the disc, played the game entirely again to get the Platinum.
This is what I said made you a chump.
Why does it matter? Really? Why does it matter?
There's no Platinum on the PSN.
Because we are whores. That's why it matters.
It doesn't matter. You all are just making it matter.
But no, I'm just saying. Yeah, it just make-believe making it matter. Yeah, make-believe stuff. But still, this is what I said made it a chump. This is what I said made you a chump.
Candace, I got my guitar right now for you.
If you buy the game, play it on a Station 3, get all the plats, and then if you consciously, knowingly doing this just for the trophies on the Vita version, yes, that makes you a chump. If you just buying the game for the Vita and just playing it casually because you want to play it on the go, and then of course trophies are going to pop up, it doesn't matter. But if you knowingly counting those trophies as just to make your level be that much greater than the next guy, then that right there makes you a chump. That's what I said.
Oh, good. Are we done? Everybody agree? Disagree? We good?
No, because Tricky will never agree.
I just got like 10 more songs, so I'm ready to go.
All right.
Oh, what songs you get?
A lot.
Yield joining us?
What?
I said Yield. Huh? Joining us?
I got to sync my TV.
Well, then get on it. What are you doing?
I'm recording a podcast.
Well, so am I.
So am I.
Yeah, I am too.
Maybe I'll record this and put it on our YouTube page.
Oh, you're not recording me sing. No, no, no.
No, no, no. The your voice does not come over the internet.
Okay, good.
All right. Let's
until he hits record.
You. That's what he tells you.
Let's do some housekeeping.
I thought we did that already.
No, we did not.
Damn it. Donnie, do your damn job.
All right.
Sure can have a sweep up.
Proof of Gamer is looking for writers and other job titles. If you could, stop by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application.
Blaze of Glory is on here? Oh, it's on. Sorry, go ahead.
While you're on the website, please stop by and check out all of our videos and articles and whatnot. I can't even do the freaking plan. While you're on the website, please stop by and check out all of our articles and other podcasts, including TG Spoilers. Unfortunately, CVP has taken a turn for the worse and will not be returning.
Oh, see, I never know anything.
What happened?
Exactly. That's it.
Oh. Well, fuck him then. So I got a bunch of new music. I don't care. While, when are we doing this?
While you're cruising the web, okay, please stop by Facebook and click search for Proofy Gamer and hit that like button. Candace. If you like to play on the PC, you could stop by Steam and search for the Proven Gamer Steam group currently headed up by RC Stash. While you also cruise the web, stop by YouTube and do a search for Official Proven Gamer and check out all the videos. Lately, Donnie's been making a lot of video movie reviews.
Check out his one for Snitch where he's got SpaghettiOs all over his face. He's got some purple Maybelline on his eye.
I didn't do one for Olympus Has Fallen, but go see it. That movie is off the chain.
My 12-year-old wants to see that movie really bad.
That movie is awesome, awesome.
While you're also cruising the web, please stop by iTunes and leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and a comment. Let Donnie know how good of a job he is doing with the editing.
Thank you.
Donnie, do we have any sponsors, Donnie? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you're going to be doing your shopping on Amazon, please stop by the Proven Gamer page first. Click on the link for Amazon and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. If you want to get a hold of us, you can contact us on the Twitters.
But why would you want to?
You can get a hold of the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact myself at Chicky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can
with the coolest PSN name, according to Alex.
And you can
I said one of the coolest.
Yeah. Okay. Slow down there, buddy.
My bad.
Contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Candace at Candace Hates You.
And I do.
She doesn't hate anybody.
No, I don't.
Just everybody. She's not prejudiced.
If you want to email the show, you can send us an email at trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. If you want to call us, Donnie, there's a phone number?
Yep, there is a phone number. 330. Proven 9. 330-776-8369.
Also, if you want to leave us a voicemail but you don't have a phone, you can go by the website and click on the tab on the right side of the page and leave a voicemail. That's not just for the podcast. That is for anybody on the site who thinks is doing a wonderful job.
Yes. Leave a voicemail saying Tricky is wrong and you will get a pat on the back.
It feels like this house cleaning is taking longer than the actual show.
All right. The last
one. And we ain't even done shout outs yet.
Oh, Christ! I'm never playing Rock Band!
Okay, this is your shout-outs.
Duh, everybody! Cool, next!
That's one of the best shout-outs ever.
Alex, your shout-outs.
Alright, I want to give shout-outs to Awesome Jay and Always Roland. Keep on listening, you guys. We love you. Honestly... Everybody who has listened to me on Trophy Horse and enjoyed even a little bit of what I have had to say or ramble about, if I made you laugh at all, thank you for listening. Thank you, Donnie and Tricky, for giving me my start on podcast, because before you guys, no one would give me a chance. And I really appreciate the opportunity that you guys have given me. It was a lot of fun. I hope that Yield has a lot of fun with you guys too. Yield, as always, thank you for your help. In coming on the podcast and taking over when we needed a third seat. Shout outs to everyone over at Would You Kindly. Shout outs to everyone over at Would You Kindly. And of course, the biggest shout out to Candace, my lady. Thank you for coming and joining me on my last episode. Dear, I love you.
I love you too. Can we play now? Oh, wait, the boys have to. Okay.
Donnie, your shout outs.
No. You do that after we're done with the podcast. When everybody's off, you guys can play.
What? I want to play now. Why isn't everybody having fun?
Candace, I'm picking up my game right now.
I haven't loaded as we speak. It's right there.
I know.
You hear it?
No, I see you on my friends list.
I'm like, come on, what are we doing?
Daddy?
Give a shout out to all the listeners, you guys, Alice, goodbye. Bye.
Oh. I love that you get like a bye. Bye. Whatever.
I'm gonna miss you, man. You told me you
would never leave me with him again.
You know he lies about these things.
Called out by your girlfriend on your last episode.
He has no loyalty towards Tricky.
I know that now.
I heard the first episode he ever recorded without me. I heard Chance go, he's so going to fire you.
Yep. I was waiting for it. I was like, Jesus, you haven't been here very long. You're already causing trouble.
Haha, I beat thee over because I'm leaving before I can be fired.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Show's not over yet, Alex.
No, you can't fire me after I quit. That's no fair.
You guys already found his replacement.
No tap back. That Tricky. You'd be wrong doing that.
He's been wrong all night.
What are you talking about?
Do I got shout outs?
Yes.
Yield's going to be fired.
I would like to give a shout out to Smikey, 1123, and his crew over at geeklinkradio.com. I give a shout out to you guys for having me on the show, and sorry Alex for taking so long to make my decision, and I hope that I can somewhat fill the shoes that you
can.
They're not big shoes.
Totally. Do you want to give a shout out to me?
So we're good.
Where you come in with I won't put this nicely. It's not me. how you come in with good news and informative and all that, and I'm just an opinionated guy, so the show is losing something. So.
Well, thank you, Yo.
You're welcome. You'll have to come back.
Is it going to sing itself?
That way we can all make it Tricky.
I already sent you an invite there, Candace.
Oh, I turned off my notifications. Hold on.
And I want to give a shout out. Actually, you know what? My only shout out this week is to Alex. Thank you very much for filling in for as long as you did. And it's been a real fun having you on the show. Hopefully, you can do just as good a job as keeping Donnie in line as you have.
I don't think there's anybody that can keep Donnie in line, except for maybe Candace.
No. You can't keep Donnie in line. You can only hope to contain him.
So, if there's nothing else, and thank God to Candace because she's screaming thank God in her mind. If there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Hold on one sec.
Tricky wrong.
Peace out. Tricky is wrong.
He is wrong.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squad.
Yeah, for sure. I'ma download Simone. And I'ma let people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, let's listen to the show. Oh.